Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Welcome to Lollapalooza 2025.
I am about to eat pup for the first time in my entire life. And I was really excited about it. And then I caught a glimpse of the pup. And I was like, I don't know if I've made the right decision.
What do you think is going to go wrong? What are you concerned about?
Texture. I'm a big texture person. That's one of the reasons I don't eat tomato, is texture. So I'm just a bit worried.
But you've had like hot porridge in your life before.
Yeah, but not mealiepap.
Ek verstaan nie.
Ek weet.
I'm just as confused as I was when I heard Roz say the words for the first time. I've never had pop before.
Well, our newsreader Marlene was just like shocked. And I mean, she's seen some things in her career as a news journalist. It looked like she like just was in complete disbelief.
Goed is hier. So we've got, I think, four variations for you to try.
Okay.
So we've got Gewone, I made my special sauce. You said you didn't want tomato.
Okay.
So I've made a peppers-based chakalaka for
Rob,
you.
Rob, oh my word.
I was there slaving in my kitchen this morning at about 11:30, making some food for you.
Thank you.
So we'll do that. And then we got some of the variations that have been suggested on the WhatsApp line. So we're going to do a breakfasty version. Okay. Vicky Malk and Saker.
Okay.
Oh, it's baie lekker.
Okay.
It's going to be your breakfast of champions forever.
Okay.
We'll do that. We're going to do geskaafde biltoinkie. And then, the very kindly brought through pap tart.
Oh, from Dennis.
Yes, Dennis came through for us. He brought us a movie se pap tart.
Okay, great. Ek het nog niks van hierdie gesien nie. So, ek sien baie uit.
Yeah. So that is on the way. Next, we're going to introduce a 40, almost 43-year-old human being to her first ever bite of mini pap. Up next, Lollapalooza.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Lollapalooza is officially a go.
I just want to open up with Velma's message. Who the donkey? Het Roz nog nooit pap geëet nie. Waar het sy groot geword? Ek het in die Kaap groot geword. Het was nie vir ons iets wat ons regtig geëet het nie, maar ek gaan dit nou verander.
Wasn't a thing. Theo sent us this because Theo's got high hopes.
Linduka, voordat jy raai pap voer, wat sy proe lekker is het eindelijk.
Looking at it now, how do you feel?
Okay. I feel okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, I feel okay. I might feel amazing after I've had all of the stuff.
Okay, one of those has got my special yellow pepper sauce on it.
Okay. So
but I want you to find, first and foremost, one that's just plain pap. The most basic, niks anders saam nie.
Okay.
I just want you to have a taste of gewone pap, just to know what it is.
It tastes like polenta. Okay.
It tastes like polenta.
My machtig. It's good though, right?
Okay.
You see the points?
Yeah.
So now...
Lekker krimmelig.
Yeah, baie lekker. So now, try one with my special... I was going to try and make chakalaka, but Roz doesn't do tomatoes. So this is a yellow pepper kind of sauce.
Looks really good. Looks really good, Rob.
Put some herbs in there. Caramelized the onions nicely this morning. Gave them a good fry.
Okay, ek meng het nou in, nee?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Get some sauce on that bite.
Okay.
Let us know. Better or worse than just plain old normal? That's a big bite too.
That's really nice.
Is there something you'd have again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm glad we've brought another one into the fold.
Oh my word, it's really good.
60 million South Africans, there were 59,999,999 that liked pop. Nou is ons almal saam.
Okay, wow. Very nice.
Sy weet nou wat ons weet. We still got a couple for you to try. So are you happy here?
Yeah.
Thank for
you. I'm actually like waiting to have the others because your sauce with this krimmeli pap was really nice.
Grinning ear to ears, Mackenzie.
So I'm nice.
I was lying in bed last night thinking to myself, what if she hates it? What if Roz comes on the radio and then I can't work with you anymore and then we've got
Stein sê, ek weet nou wat julle weet. en sy eet nou wat ons eet.
I'm glad you're enjoying that sauce. I didn't enjoy it when I tasted it at
all. Really? Because you feel like it needs a tomato.
It's tomato-based sauce. I can't be doing yellow pepper instead of tomato. It's nonsense. But I'm glad you're having a good time. Ons het toch steeds die ontbijt pap with some milk and some sugar. And Dennis, Shot Brew, the pap dart, will taste those as well. Ros will give us some feedback after 5:30.
Mm.
In the least surprising news of the day, South African likes pap. Yay!
Yay! Let's all graduate from the University of Stating the Obvious.
Yes. Question though, which version do you like? Do you like them all? Are there some of them you don't vibe with?
I want to give a special shout out to Dennis's pap tart. So it's a stewe pap met kaas en a bacon and mushroom sauce boop. Ek eet dit nou nog. I am actually being rudely interrupted having to do my job because I was busy eating pap. So honorary mention for that. The ontbijt pap, maybe a 5 out of 10 for me.
Not for you.
Not for me. But the biltong.
Listen.
With the pap and the butter. Oh.
Please cast your mind back if you're listening to the show on Tuesday when I said to Roz, a bit of shaved biltong on some pap is a very lekker thing. And she looked at me like I had 3 heads.
I did.
In no shit in.
Now I'm in. Like, I would have Dennis's pap tart. And also, like, jou sauce in die pap wat daarmee gegaan het, ook baie lekker.
Imagine a stukkie boerewoorsie of a lamb choppy of iets daar saam.
Ja, maar jy soek jou tomatie, ne?
Yes.
Ja. No, but wow, I'm converted now.
Good.
Yes, I'm converted.
It's delicious.
So, very lekker. So yummy.
There's a little bit of my heart that's kind of broken because Roz doesn't like the breakfast pap.
Yeah.
She said this is the worst one of the lot and she doesn't want to eat it. I have finished her whole bowl. Met melk en suiker. It is klaar. Look at that bowl.
Bowl is skoon. Jy kan dit sommer net terugsit in die kas.
Spotless.
Ja. Nee, maar baie lekker. I have now officially passed one of my South African tests. So, yeah, I'm definitely, and I would rather actually have had this amazing experience and flavor than to keep my fun fact about myself that I'd never eaten pap.
I was going
to
ask, has the trade-off been worth it?
The trade-off has definitely been worth it.
Yes, bietjie laat partytjie te hoor, maar welkom.